Welcome to weekly UAS news update. We have five stories for you this week. The Autel Alpha has hit the FCC database. DJI Flycart 30 is being released outside of China. We have a Kentucky bill that could limit drone operations. Not a good one. We have Walmart that partners with Wing. And then lastly, somebody is trying to curb crime using drones. Let's get to it. First up this week is the Autel Alpha that finally hit the FCC database. It's been a long time since we talked about the Alpha rumors, and many of you may actually have forgotten about the drone. The specs are supposedly including IP55 rating, 45 minutes of flight time, a 50 megapixel camera, a 25x zoom camera, a thermal at 640 by 512 resolution, and then a laser rangefinder, and then also multiple payload options, autonomous missions, multiple aircraft operations, and in 360-degree obstacle avoidance. Now, nothing in here that we haven't seen in other drones, but obviously new technology coming from Autel is pretty cool if it finally gets to the US. Now, from the leaked images that we've seen, the Alpha looks like a larger Max 4T. So if you've ever seen that drone, that's actually a fairly sizable drone. It also has downward-facing propellers in the front of the drone. So we'll keep you updated if we hear more, but good to hear that other companies than DJI are actually making drones. Second up this week is the Flycart 30, which is DJI's delivery drone. Speaking of DJI, the Flycart has been released outside of China. Now, if you're not familiar with that aircraft, it's a heavy lift aircraft. It has a capacity of 30 kilograms. Now, 30 kilograms is about 60, a little over 60 pounds. And it has a dual battery setup, and then also 40 kilograms, a little over 80 pounds with the single battery setup. The safety features include IP55, active radar, what they call binocular vision. We have obstacle avoidance, dual batteries, parachute, the weight and the center of gravity detection. So if it shifts, then it has the ability to detect that. And then swing stability because, well, it might be carrying packages underneath. We actually watched a video on YouTube from a Chinese YouTuber. It was all in Chinese, so I couldn't really understand any of it, but they put that thing to the test and they actually collided two of them. One of them deployed a parachute, came down. I guess they know someone at DJI because these are not cheap and they were able to test them that way. Actually, a very entertaining video, even if I couldn't understand what they were saying. Flycart uses the DJI Pilot 2 app, the RC Plus, and then the O3 system that has a 10-mile range, more or less. The drone has a 38,000 milliamp battery. 38,000 milliamp battery that's rated for 1,500 charge cycles, which if you think about it, it's actually not that much if you're going to be doing deliveries day in and day out. So we'll see if anyone currently doing drone delivery actually picks up this thing for testing, or if we can get our hands on one of them, that would be pretty cool. Next up this week is a Kentucky bill, this is not good, that could limit the use of drones. The Kentucky bill is Bill 45 that would prohibit use of unmanned aircraft system for surveillance. You may say, okay, well, I don't do surveillance. Well, listen to how this is defined. And this is a quote, okay? Number one, with respect to an owner, tenant, occupant, invitee, or licensee of a privately owned real property, the observation of such person with sufficient visual clarity to be able to obtain information about their identity, habit, conduct, movement, or location. This is the first definition. I'm going to rewind and replay this because I want you guys to hear it one more time. Think about when you do a video of something or someone on their property, whether you do it on purpose or not, think about whether or not this is going to apply to you. Number two is with respect to privately owned real property, the observation of such property's physical improvement with sufficient visual clarity to be able to determine unique identifying features or its occupancy by one or more persons. Again, think about this definition and how it applies. Now, if I'm understanding this correctly, the bill makes nearly any image of private property taken from the air as, well, surveillance in this case. Now, the bill goes on to say that for the purpose of this section, a person is presumed to have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Listen to this, they're redefining expectation of privacy. A reasonable expectation of privacy on his or her privately owned real property if he or she is not observable by person located at ground level in a place where they have a legal right to be, regardless of whether he or she is observable from the air with the use of an unmanned aircraft system. So to simplify this, they're basically saying that, well, let's put it this way. At the moment, invasion of privacy really includes inside of a house. And so you cannot take pictures of someone inside their house because there is an expectation of privacy. Now, in this case, what they're saying, and in current laws in most states, if you're in your backyard, even behind a fence, technically it's not covered by the invasion of privacy. Now, what they're doing here is that they're redefining this and saying that as long as someone cannot see you from the ground, from, for example, behind a fence, then you should be covered also from not being seen from the air from an unmanned aircraft. And they're specifically mentioning unmanned aircraft. So you might be wondering, what about traditional aviation? Well, in the bill, it says there's a bunch of exemptions, including, and this one is important, business owners operating for their business, okay? So what this is saying is that if you have a business, and it goes as far as saying that you need a business license in that state, in Kentucky, then you wouldn't be covered by this. So a Part 107 operation done under a business for a business owner in Kentucky would be okay. But if you're traveling from a neighboring state and you're doing a Part 107 job, then you wouldn't be covered because you'd need a license in that state. It also has an exemption for inspecting utilities, mapping, environmental monitoring, cargo delivery, or by an appraiser. Now, please note that there is no exemption at the moment in this proposed bill for recreational operators of a UAS that are taking images for fun, or videos for fun. So if you're in Kentucky, please reach out to the sponsor of the bill. There's actually six of them. We're going to put them down here. And then make them aware that this is really not acceptable at this stage. This could have major repercussion of people that are trying to, well, do their job or even fly for recreational purposes using a drone. So we'll leave a link in the description down here if you want to read more. Fourth, this week is Walmart, who is expanding deliveries in the Dallas area. They're partnering with Wing and Zipline to expand their deliveries in Dallas beyond the current 60,000 people coverage that they have. Now, by the end of 2024, they hope to have a coverage of 1.8 million from 60,000. And using both Wing and Zipline Part 135 certificates for BV loss, beyond visual line of sight. So far, Walmart says that they have completed 20,000 successful deliveries from two of their stores. Now, this is a pretty big addition for Walmart. One thing that I didn't see mentioned anywhere is their contract with DroneUp. DroneUp was, I think, the initial contract for Walmart. And then Walmart brought on Zipline and then now Wing, which I'm wondering the implication that this has for DroneUp. Also, I think it's interesting that in this entire amount of time, they've only really delivered to 20,000 people. Now, this may seem like a big number, but if they have a reach of 60,000 people, in all the years they've been doing this now, they've only delivered to really 20,000 people. It's actually not a big percentage of that population. It means that one third of all the people living there have ordered once only from Walmart to get these type of deliveries. Now, last up this week is a bit of a weird one. A business owner from Washington, D.C. hopes to curb crime by using live streaming drones over a neighborhood. Now, the idea is that the drones would be equipped with loudspeakers, cameras, and spotlights that would fly over the neighborhood and then live stream the cameras to the residents. The program will have a 2-week test period, after which the neighborhood would be able to book the service for $60 to $125 per hour. The city council is not too excited, neither is the people in the neighborhood. They say that the company does not have any permits or authorization to proceed. The owner, the business owner, has said that they would be using, that their pilots would be following all the local and FAA rules, which I find hard to believe in this case if that's what they were going to be doing. There is actually a law in that state that prevents somebody from doing surveillance with drones. I don't know if the business owner actually has seen that specific law, but this is not the last I'm sure we'll hear about this. Let me know what you think in the comment of this type of use of drones. I have my personal opinion, but I'll hold on to it for right now. All right, that's it. You have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday for the next live. And yeah, that's it. See you next week. From two. I'm ready.